Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've now days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the Oblong Table of the Christian Warrior Network, coming to you from beautiful downtown Lorain, Ohio. Tonight's topic for this broadcast is part two of What Are You Thankful For? But before we get started with tonight's show, I am going to give you the verses we're going to deal with, so you'll have time to look them up while we proceed. Psalms chapter 50, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Now let's go around to the oblong table to the crew, let them introduce themselves, and allow them to give their special intentions as we start the show with our prayer.
This is Brother Wayne. Pray for all them people that are in the hospital and nursing home, guide them and keep their faith up.
This is Sister Linda. Pray that everybody has an especially giving and that they can think about all the things they're thankful for.
This is Brother Rusty. I'd like to thank everyone that's been praying for my mother's healing. It's going very well and very quickly. I would ask that you, my special intention is that I would ask you to pray for all the first responders and those that defend all the rights of everyone around the world and the families that have to deal with the problems that they deal with.
My turn?
Oh. We'll deal with prayer requests after with the introduction.
Oh. I'm Brother AJ. I'm just getting my last minute jokes in here before I move at the end of December. I will be missing the show, and I hope everybody continues to keep tuning in to the show. My prayers all go out to you. I do have one announcement, though. My sister had a birthday yesterday, and she's my older sister. If you ask her, she's probably 29.
25.
Not a day over 25.
Women are never over the day over 25.
For the last 27 years. On top of that, I want to keep prayers out there for all those going through addictions and the families that are trying to deal with that. And the homeless, it's getting cold out there. And I've had my issues in the past, and I know how bad it can be. And, you know, just if you can't do anything else, pray for these people. Because, you know, they do try. Some do, some give up. But as Christians, we should show them love in one way or another. And if you can't do anything else, pray for them.
We have three prayer requests. One for Archdeacon Ian Gaylord. He is scheduled for spinal surgery soon. Cardinal Paul Roberts, who is doing better, but we still need to pray for him and his family. He's not out of the woods yet. There is also a prayer request for Episcopos Gary Taylor, who has been diagnosed with cancer. And we pray that he beats this. These are three members of our ministry. And we also have two birthday requests. One is for Atoma Manley, who was born on this day so many years ago, November 14th. Again, no years. We don't do that. Then there's another birthday announcement. Arlen L. Gillespie Jr. was born on November 17th. But we won't go into that.
I'm not proud. 1964. And that makes me 26.
I'm forever 39.
Staying out of this one.
At this time, let's bow our heads in prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us pray the words that our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
It's got a little flip there, people. I apologize for that. How many times as I've done this, you would think that I'd be a natural at it.
Yeah, but we're not perfect. We're not.
I never claimed I was.
That was a skit.
Get those zingers in while you can.
I'm trying.
Psalms 50, verse 14 and 15. We forgot to add that.
I didn't forget it. Just wasn't on my papers.
Well, we changed that yesterday. So
yeah.
14. Offer to God thanksgiving, and pray your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me.
This is God's words coming from the Living Bible. What I want from you is your true thanks. I want your promises fulfilled. I want you to trust me in your times of trouble, so I can rescue you and you can give me glory.
Trust in God. Forget your troubles. He will help you through everything. All you have to do is say, that was God that did that. That wasn't me. That was God. Our other reading is from Philippians, chapter 4, 6, and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Again, out of the Living Bible. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs, and don't forget to thank him for his answers. You do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Jesus Christ.
I'm thankful for many things. I'm thankful that my friends know that they are friends. My definition of friends is a lot different from the average person. When you think of a friend, you think of that person that you see every day and you talk to and you're on good terms with. To me, that's not a friend. That's an associate. That person that you've extended an invitation into your family, into your everyday life, but is not blood related to you, to me, that's what I call a friend. I don't have extended family. I either have a friend or I have family. People that know me and that know that I have called a friend, they know what my definition is, just like you do now. I am so thankful for my friends. When I moved back from Georgia, I had literally $200 in my pocket, a car full, and pulling a trailer. And the guys who put the trailer hitch on my car told me I'd never make it from Georgia all the way back to Ohio without the car breaking down, because it wasn't made for pulling. That's why a trailer hitch was never installed on the car. I told them, with God's help, I'll get there. They didn't believe me, but I made it. When I got here, well, a day or two before I left Georgia, I was chatting on the internet and letting people know that I was coming back to Ohio. And one of my friends said, you got a place to stay? I said, oh, I'll probably stay with Mom for a week or two. He says, oh, no. I got room. You can stay with me. You don't have to pay rent until after you find a job. How long does anyone spend looking for a job? Some places, sometimes that can be 6 months or more. Told me not to worry about paying rent. This is what I call a friend. His name's James Andreese. He's a martial artist as well as a father of four, and hoping to be a grandfather of who knows how many. He's family to me. But my family, he's like the blood brother I never had. and that's why I call him friend. James Andreese, whom I did not know at the time, was in the process of getting addicted to one or two or even three different substances. But I learned some of the signs and symptoms after the fact. But he's been through rehab, and he is working the system, doing one day at a time. His four kids he calls the Fantastic Four, and I am blessed to have known them. This I also am thankful for because they taught me lessons. My mother, God bless her, she is the biggest blessing that I have ever had. She has taught me what it means to pray daily. Even though I still don't do it, taught me what the meaning is. I still fall short and make excuses, but my mother, at age 84, is a Eucharistic minister. She is more active than most people half her age, and I am thankful she is still alive, doing God's work. There are veterans out there. I got to put down veteran. I'll have to think about that one. I am also thankful. Everybody has their own little verse that gets them through the good times and the bad times, but mostly the bad times. Everybody has that one. When they grab their Bible and they hold it up and then they let the pages fall open, it always falls to that one section, that one page. You look down and, hey, there's my favorite reading. Everybody knows what my favorite reading is. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This gets me through the bad times. This gets me through the good times. Say the things that I am thankful for every day, because it would take me over an hour to say thank you. I am thankful that I wake up. I'm given the opportunity to have another day. That means I have to be thankful for my heartbeat and for my breathing and for being conscious. These are little things. I am thankful that I was given free will. Even the angels don't have free will. But that's not the biggest thing. The biggest thing that we all should be thankful for is that God sent Jesus. I was reminded of that fact just yesterday. It's something I knew, but I didn't think of it as the most important thing until yesterday, and I was slapped in the face with that fact. I thought that the biggest thing I should be thankful for was that we were given free will. So, Brother AJ, thank you. There are a number of things that veterans can be. I have a list of things that I'm thankful for. veterans is listed as one. I was blessed to have the choice to be a veteran. I was blessed that what I did in the military was not as horrendous as my brother veterans and brothers and sister veterans that went through other conflicts, such as the Vietnam conflict, the Korean conflict, or World War II. I was lucky. Mine was short. But that doesn't mean that it wasn't any less traumatic. I know some of what they went through, and I have helped. I won't put a number on how many I've helped, but I've helped a couple of veterans from Vietnam come back. One of them would not emotionally would not come back because he had so much guilt on his conscience. And I forced him, literally, to go see the Vietnam Wall. Up until that day, I had never seen that man cry. And I grew up with him. I am thankful that I was able to bring one of my brothers and sisters back. After that day, he was able to work his own version of the 12 steps and reunite with some of his family. Thankful that veterans have fought the wars, whether on the right side or the wrong side, doesn't matter. They answered their nation's call. They helped keep someone else alive. Anybody have any thoughts?
I support everything they do. They're keeping America safe.
They try. But sometimes the government gets in the way.
Yeah, I know. You don't want to get me started on the government.
This isn't about the government. This is about God.
Yeah.
Linda?
Excuse me,
sister Linda.
I come from a military family. Every male just got in my family is in the military. At least I know of World War II, three of them serving there, four of them serving in World War II. One that also served in the Korean War after World War II, ex-husband that served in Vietnam War, and then I have two adopted nephews that served in Iraq and Afghanistan. So I know not an easy thing for the military.
AJ, you're reading your book.
Yes, I am. You know, you thank me for what I brought up yesterday, and this goes back to these readings. Thank God, because God put that in my eyesight with these scriptures. It's God's word, and God reminded me out of my own personal selfishness through the years to thank myself or thank somebody else before I thank God. And, you know, we've discussed this a lot of times. Is if it wasn't for God, people wouldn't be put in our path.
Amen to that.
And, you know, we pray to God for answers. And, you know, we may not like his answers or the time that he gives them to us, but if we stop and think, sometimes if we got the answers that we wanted, it may turn out to bite us. Those might be the answers that that fall short of what we were expecting. I mean, anything can happen. And even though we may not get what we're exactly asking for, God may give us what we need to keep us safe. And that's why it says, ask me for what you need. Thank him for his answers. And that's not after you get an answer or you know, what you get what you want. That's as soon as you ask him. Thank him for whatever answer he gives you and the understanding or the discernment to know what his answer is and when it comes.
Reminds me of a song. I'm not a big country fan.
Yeah, don't start singing.
Reminds me of a country song, and I'm not a big country fan, but I am eclectic in my musical taste. I like a little bit of everything. There are a few exceptions, but we won't go into that. The name of the song is "Thank God for Unanswered Prayers." Someone that asked for one thing but got something else instead. And then again, this, as the song goes on, for three or four different things that they asked for, and they got something else instead, and it actually turned out better for them. Which, you know, sometimes not getting what you ask for is better than getting what you ask for, which is what that verse is all about.
Yeah.
And you bring up a good point, too. Thank God immediately after asking for what you need, not necessarily what you want, because, one, you may not be deserving, and I'm not going to say anyone should think they're deserving for something and ask for it, because according to Andrew, I am a deserving person, but you know what? I don't ask for that. That I was always taught to treat other people and do for other people before I did for myself.
Anyway, since we're running close to the end of the show, I want to thank everybody out there in the ministry that have made me a part of their family, and the birthday wishes, but thank you to everybody.
God bless America.
A friend of mine got blessed yesterday. He lost money and it was brought right back to him.
He dropped it and thought he dropped it outside the building. It turns out he dropped it out of his pocket, not even 20 feet away from the door of the apartment we were in.
Yeah, thank Brother John.
This is Brother Rusty saying ta-ta for now.
Bye.
Arrivederci, folks. We love you and God bless.